Following our contemplation of the ideal simultaneous awakening of I am and pure me, we can try to understand why in the major traditions of enlightenment on this planet, like Advaita or Buddhism, the consciousness of the soul is not embraced. For the awakening of I am, one does not require the complete awakening of pure me. It is enough that there is a trace of pure me in order somehow within our consciousness to bridge our existence on the level of me and our abidance in the impersonal space. This trace of pure me remains unconscious or its consciousness is too subtle to be embodied. It is enough to link the relative dimensions of me in the I am, and it is not enough to merge them into one body of consciousness. Awakening of I am is a function of transmission, since the knowledge of I am is not imprinted in this plane. The information has to come from an external source. The source of transmission of the traditions of enlightenment on this planet, the particular dimension of grace, or the lineage of masters which were carrying this knowledge, did not contain or is not containing the consciousness of pure me. What is being transmitted is just the I am. And as we spoke, certain traces of pure me that are not consciously recognized. Therefore, they do not become part of the teaching. in most scenario of the path in these traditions is the awakening to impersonality without creating a bridge with the me in higher scenario. The element of dissolution of the relative me is being incorporated, and somehow the dissolution of the relative me plus awakening to the transcendental existence is able to result in the state of samadhi, meaning that particular individual transcends the split between me and I am through the dissolution of the relative me, not through the awakening of pure me. In most cases, most adepts of the path, as promoted by these traditions, are stuck in the split between me and I am, because it is extremely difficult to dissolve the relative me without the foundation of pure me. So difficult that almost impossible. In our path, the transmission of I am and transmission of pure me are simultaneous. Whether you recognize, meet the consciousness of pure me or not, the seed of it has been transmitted and are present within your existence. Your responsibility lies in consciously embracing that seed which has been planted. And cooperating with its further awakening by becoming one with the dimension of me, embodying it. Meaning, you still have to meet yourself. But what you have to meet is something that is already there, just waiting to be recognized. You are not really awakening your pure me. You are meeting it. And through this meeting, its awakening can become complete. There is no soul without pure me. Pure me, once embodied, realized, met, seems self-evident, obvious, natural, and yet it is a secret. The most subtle dimension of awakening is the true meeting with the most intimate dimension of me within oneself. Those who deny the existence of soul do so not simply because of conceptual conditioning, but because they have never met the me in its purity, in its divinity. It is not a matter of debate. It is a matter of true self-realization. The consciousness of me transcends our human identity. It is because it has been linked to our human personality, the vehicle of human existence for so long. We assume it is human. Being a human is just one of many expressions of me. The light of me is universal. And it's essence is divine. The true meaning of creation is the emergence of me. All the planes of existence, universes, are just different spaces, environments within which the consciousness of me can evolve. So at certain point of its journey, it can trace back its origin and return to the heart of God. Each one of you is that me. Me seeking explanation to its existence and the way of return.